On Friday the 19th, activists from the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement and Ice Free Capital District staged a sit-in in Senator Chuck Schumer's office. They were attempting to defend the DREAM Act. Here in the studio, we have Rich Ring, a Troy local and leading organizer with Ice Free Capital District. Hello, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So tell us about the sit-in.
Yeah, well, a group of us representing a few different organizations, that's Ice Free Capital District, Troy New Sanctuary, and the local chapter of Democratic Socialists of America, as well as Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, all of us came together, and at this moment, as the federal government is deciding on a budget and threatening a government shutdown, we were trying to make sure that Senator Schumer fulfills his promise. As he failed to do before the end of the year, he said at the end of the year there would be a DREAM Act, that is protecting protecting people who arrived to this country at a very young age and have been here in school here, part of our communities for a long time, and are currently under threat of deportation because of President Trump's recent actions. So we wanted to make sure that Senator Schumer made good on his promise and passed, before improving the budget, passed a clean DREAM Act, by which I mean not just a DREAM Act that provides for these children with DACA, but one that also doesn't provide additional funding to ICE or to build a bigger border wall or otherwise threaten and really terrorize immigrant communities.
So for our listeners, what exactly is the DREAM Act?
The DREAM Act has been proposed for quite some time, and basically it would provide a path to citizenship for children who arrived here as undocumented immigrants at an early age. Currently, or at least under Obama, those children were given protection under something called DACA, which is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. So those DREAMers are the ones who arrived here in their childhood. But that was never a permanent solution. A DREAM Act would be something passed by Congress to make a permanent solution and a way for those, for dignity, respect, and permanent protection for those people.
So why is this act so important? I mean, what's so important about the DREAM Act?
Well, in the issue more broadly, I would say that what's happening right now in this country and what has been escalating is that people are being disappeared. People who don't have the right paperwork are being disappeared. And by people, I mean students, parents, coworkers, bosses. Our neighbors are being disappeared and taken away by ICE. They're being taken away when they show up to family court. They're being taken away when they drop off their children at school. They're being taken away from their workplaces or having their doors knocked down in the middle of the night. And that's not something that a decent country can stand for. And that's why there's been increasing levels of resistance. And that's what we were trying to contribute to today.
I see. So if Schumer were to introduce what you call the Clean DREAM Act, do you think that it would garner any support in Congress from Republicans, or would it really hit a brick wall due to their majority?
This really isn't a partisan issue. Certainly, President Trump made it a partisan issue to some extent during his election. He ran as part of his white supremacist platform against immigrants, I would say. But there has been a lot of Republican support for DREAM Act. Depending on what day you ask, even President Trump has expressed support for DREAM Act. And during the Obama administration, the Democrats controlled all portions of government and failed to pass a DREAM Act. So really, we're not interested in the partisan politics of the issue. We're interested in protection for our neighbors, and we don't want to wait any longer.
And is there a lot of support for your movement? Are there a lot of people behind you?
Yeah, I think certainly on the issue of the DREAMers, of children who arrived here, there's been in polls have shown very broad support for that idea for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, not only among Democrats, it's been bipartisan. It just simply makes sense that someone who grew up here, speaks English as their primary language, et cetera, They're part of our community. They should have protection. So there is a large base of support, but we just want to make sure that the government gets this done and gets this done now.
What was Schumer's response when you were sitting in at his office?
Well, unfortunately, we didn't. We requested to meet with Senator Schumer. Uh-huh. We did not get a chance to. We met first with a junior staffer, and we're told there was no one else there. And we were led to a conference room and told by the manager of the building that it was his conference room and that we had to leave. There seemed to be a lot of confusion about who the building and the government belongs to, that it's ours and not theirs. But maybe that's an issue for another day. But we didn't get to talk to Senator Schumer. We did make ourselves clear, and we read a statement to one of his staffers, and we certainly hope he gets the message.
I mean, this is some serious business, you know, walking into the senator's office and sitting down and having to sit in. I mean, that's like a throwback to the 60s, you know what I'm saying, with people really, like, taking power away from people with power and saying, listen, we have the power, too. I mean, that's pretty... It's pretty gutsy on your part.
Well, by no means are we alone. This is happening all over the country. Many, many people have been arrested in Washington, D.C. this week. I think a group of 100 clergy or maybe 100 rabbis in particular were arrested over this issue over the course of last week. Activism, as you say, old-style activism in this regard, which is what it's going to take, is really growing on this issue, and we just wanted to be one small part of it. And, you know, we didn't get to meet with Mr. Schumer in this instance, and we eventually left. But as we left, we told him we'd be back, and we will.
What's his position on this issue?
He has expressed his support for DREAM Act.
Okay.
But he promised that there would be one by Christmas, and here we are, and didn't happen. He has expressed his support in the past, but as I said, Democrats have been expressing their support prior to the Trump administration and simply not gotten this done. So we hope he will get the message that this is urgent, and if it takes a government shutdown to get a DREAM Act, to get a clean DREAM Act, not one accompanied by more immigration law enforcement, that's what we want.
So... why is this movement so important to you? Why you? Why are you involved?
It's really a basic question of justice. And I guess I've traveled a bit and met and lived with and gotten to know a lot of people from the countries that President Trump disparages and insults and says racist things about all the time. And I don't want to hear it. And, you know, we're all here together. We're trying to build a community. And to make any kind of change, we're going to need all of us in this country united and not divided the way they're trying to do.
One topic that we had mentioned earlier was that Rensselaer County is considering opting in to the enforcement of these ICE standards. Do you have any demonstrations or actions planned in regard to that proposal?
We don't have any demonstrations planned at the moment, and it's not clear yet. We have been attending Rensselaer County legislator meetings and bringing up this question. It's not at all clear that this will even be voted on. This may be something that the sheriff will decide to spend an enormous amount of Rensselaer County taxpayer money training officers to do the federal government's job, and then presumably spend more money having new officers do what those officers used to do. So it's going to cost a lot of money. So we've been to the Rensselaer County's legislature. The sheriff met in a closed session to try and explain this bad idea to the legislature. We haven't found out what went on in that session since it was closed. But we are certainly pushing, and I was interested to hear about the letter, that we want the sheriff to explain in an open session to the taxpayers of this country, of this county. We want him to explain this idea and be able to respond about the various ways in which it's a terrible idea.
So what's next for you, and how can our listeners get involved with what you're doing?
I can't say what's next exactly, except some hot tea. But following that, I do encourage people to come to the Facebook page for Ice Free Capital District.
Okay.
Also, I believe that the Gmail address is troysanctuarycampaign@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't get that, contact us via Facebook on Ice Free CD. And there's a lot going on locally. We also want to see Troy become a sanctuary city to protect our citizens here. And that is actually very high on our agenda in the months to come.
Well, listen, we thank you for all the hard work you're doing in the community. We wish you the best. Keep up the good work. And thank you for joining us here on WOOC 105.3 FM. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I love WOOC.